True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Cool news today at 5 o'clock. Adam Peters, Commanders General Manager, will join Grant and Danny. Make sure you're listening to that. 5 o'clock. Live on the radio, or you can listen to it live on the Odyssey app. Right now, Commanders offensive coordinator Cliff Kingsbury addressed the media earlier ahead of week one against the Giants.
I'll stick with wide receivers. Debo, obviously you probably had an idea of how you were going to use him when you got started. I'm not trying to ask like scheme questions, but has anything changed in the thinking with your usage of him or things you can do having been through training camp with him now?
The only thing was just his skill as a receiver. You'd seen him in so many different roles and different things. He's really good as a receiver. Like if he just played receiver and we didn't have the other stuff, the screens and different stuff that he's become known for, you would be really impressed. And I guess I hadn't studied him enough to know just how dynamic of a receiver and how skilled and polished he was at that position. So to see that has been awesome. And I think Bobby Ingram's done a tremendous job kind of building that relationship, and they have a good thing going.
I mean, you get familiar with a few of the four running backs on the roster from last year, but new look room, first week, as you're going through a game, one running back, let's say, has got it going early. Like, are you a believer in a hot hand, like sticking with a guy that's looked good early, regardless of where they're on the depth chart?
Yeah, I think there's something to that. We have four guys that we feel really comfortable operating in really all phases of the game, and that's a great feeling as a play caller. And so I think all four have shown what we needed them to show this camp to have all the faith in the world that any one of them can go out there and execute at a high level.
Hey, good afternoon, Coach. I know you guys come obviously in with a game plan, right? Everybody does. But as the game flow goes, adjustments need to be made. When it comes time to like take a big shot, how much of those decisions are kind of planned, throughout the game, and how much of those are kind of like a vibe you get in the moment? You're like, you know what, let's take this shot right now.
Yeah, a lot of it is, I would say, player based. Like if you're getting the information from them, we got this or got that. That to me is always the trump card if it's going to work or not. Even if you don't think it's a good idea, if they believe in it, they usually make it work. And so I think I get a lot of my information from those guys, the quarterbacks, receivers. Hey, they're playing me like this. I think we can hit this and kind of take it from there. We have a great offensive coaching staff as well that has a lot of information, a lot of guys who've been former play callers, which really helps me at the same time. We're getting lots of information throughout the game that helps me in determining when to take those shots and kind of what is the best shot to take.
Cliff over here. Cliff. Yeah. Obviously, during a course of the game, there's going to be situations where you're probably going to have an Austin Ekeler, a Jaden Daniels, a Deebo Samuel on the field at once. Swiss Army knife type players that can, multi-dimensional type players. What does that do for you as a play caller, knowing their versatility and the way that you can utilize those three athletes?
Yeah, it's huge. The NFL is about finding matchups and mismatches and trying to take advantage of them. So having been in Arizona, I had to watch that for 4 years with Christian and Austin. And it's tough when you don't know what the personnel group is and who's out there and what they're doing and who's a receiver and who's a running back. And so that can definitely be a unique challenge to a defense.
Cliff, I know obviously you worked a lot with Jaden last year and doing those walkthroughs and all that, but what are the conversations like with him in those situations this year compared to last year? How much deeper can he go because of that experience?
Yeah, I think just the comfort level. He's very open now to, I like this, I don't like that. And I think when you're a rookie, it's kind of like, yeah, I'll do it, whatever. You call it, I got it. And now I think we're really on the same page as far as like what we want to get accomplished. And if there's something you don't like or there's a concept that's not working or not clicking or we don't think this guy can do it, then we'll throw it out. So I just think the back and forth has grown a lot with us getting to know each other more and him understanding now it's your show. Like, I'm just along for the ride. So let's set it up the way you want.
Been around other players throughout your entire career who have had a lot thrown at them because of the fame or whatever. How have you seen him handle all of that?
Yeah, he's been phenomenal. I mean, all the conversations are still, he wants to talk about football and how do we get better and how does he get better? And so that hasn't changed at all from that perspective.
What makes Sean Bates so good at blocking?
That's a great question. I think just the passion, determination to do it. You know, he takes pride in that role. He could easily catch a lot more footballs than he does. I think he would in most offenses, but you have one of the great pass-catching tight ends in the league alongside him, and that takes away some of those targets. But just he has a want-to, a will, a desire, and there's nobody more respected in our locker room than John Bates because of that. I mean, we show those clips of him blocking in line every week, and it's one of our offense's favorite thing to watch. It's like how he gets after it up there. And so he's definitely gained a lot of big fans and respect within this organization because of the way he plays.
And then Noah Brown, just his ability to draw PIs, what is he doing that allows him to do that so often?
Yeah, he's one of the better route runners and technicians I've seen. I think he is so good at the top of routes and with his feet coming out of stuff that he gets up on guys and surprises them because he's so smooth in and out of transitions. And, you know, last year I thought he was really coming on having a tremendous season and then obviously the injury, but he's been great in camp, and so I'm excited to watch him play this year.
Not every team has a player as dominant as a guy like Dexter Lawrence in the middle, paired with the edge rushers they have there. How good of a test is this week one for new revamped offensive line and, you know, all the changes that have come in this offseason?
Yeah, it's as good as we'll see, I have a feeling. You know, with those guys, they've invested a lot in that group and rightfully so, and they're very good. I think Lawrence is one of the premier players, defensive players in the league. There's no doubt. I mean, he's a game wrecker if you don't have a plan for him each and every snap. And then, you know, the edge guys, I've always had a tremendous amount of respect for Burns and his style of play and kind of the relentless effort he plays with. And then Thibodeau, you know, a top pick and Abdul now. So the front seven is as challenging as we'll face. And so we're going to have to be prepared and know it's going to be a knockdown, drag-out type game, just like they were last year. You know, it came down to the wire in both games last year, and our team understands that.
Cliff, you've been around a lot of guys who've gotten a lot of attention. Patrick, Jaden, obviously Kyler, all those might have been expected. And I'm not comparing the attention that Bill is getting to that, but how surprised are you watching this journey of the seventh round pick who played one game last year getting a lot of attention going into his first NFL game?
Yeah, it's been interesting. You know, he's the guy who I have a ton of respect for his journey. There's no doubt. Like, to stay at Arizona and just rep on practice squad every day when you're in college, like, I wouldn't have done that. I would have got a job or done something else. I don't like football as much as he does, apparently. So for him to do that, go to an all-star game, and then just kind of earn the reps, and like, he can't get enough. Like, he wants to know about it, wants to practice. Like, he's always trying to get to the front of the line, and so that's been really cool to see. We'll see how it all goes. But yeah, it's a big hype train for old Bill.
Hey, Coach. So for you, what are you most looking forward to in week one and in this season?
Really just getting this unit together and seeing how we play as a group. You know, I like the additions we made. I've loved how we practice and how we've worked and the connection the guys have, but you just never know until you get out there. And it's a great challenge. I think Shane Bowen does a tremendous job on defense, and with those pieces they added, it should be a heck of a challenge for us to see kind of where we're at.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Do you actually call him Bill?
I do. Yeah. I thought, true story, I thought Coach Lynn had lost his mind because I didn't know his name was Bill, or he went by Bill, and Ja'Cory can't be any farther from Bill. So I'm like, I was talking to the coaches, being like, hey, did y'all talk to the rookies? And he's like, yeah, I talked to Bill earlier. And I'm like, dude, we have left the reservation. And then we found out that he goes by Bill randomly. So, yep, appreciate y'all.
That's pretty funny. Kingsbury had no idea who Bill was in the meetings until somebody explained that Ja'Cory is Bill. He's not really sure how you get from Ja'Cory to Bill.
I don't get it either. Like, my dad's name was Blanche Mitchell Sr., and his nickname was Virtus. I'm like, how the hell you get that? I mean, if you call him B. Mitch or something like that, I understand, but Virtus? What the hell? So, when they say, his name is Ja'Cory Krosky Merritt, and he said, I go by Bill, I was like, is his name William Ja'Cory?
Nah.
They just call him, where the hell he gets that from?
So, the story is, there was a cartoon called Little Bill that his family and friends thought he looked like as a kid, and he just kind of, Bill stuck. You know what? I asked Bill a question yesterday, B, and I think, I don't know if you saw the video, I posted it online. I asked Bill about his journey from not playing in college to being a seventh round pick, now to being on a roster, you know, looking at real playing time. And he's like, that seventh round pick stuff doesn't matter. I'm here. And it sounded to me like something you have said a million times. Like, once Bill is on the field Sunday, Bobby Okereke, the Giants linebacker, is not thinking, oh, that's a seventh round pick, I don't have to hit this hole as hard.
Nah. Bobby Okereke is going to try to run through the hole. The thing of it, once the game starts, nobody care what round you were drafted in. It's whatever my game plan is, what my assignments are, I am trying to be the best at it that day. And if I happen to be the undrafted free agent going against a first-round draft pick, you think I'm going to just give up because he's a first-round draft pick? I'm trying to whip his ass. You know what I'm saying? I am trying to make my coach say, well, I know we kept this guy for a reason. And you think that first-round draft pick is going to say, oh, I don't have to go hard. This dude's a seven-rounder. He wasn't drafted high. No, he going to know he got to go out there and handle business or he going to get done. Because when they choose you, they chose you because they think you can do something. James Harris wasn't drafted, right?
Harrison, yeah.
What did he do on the football field? Destroy people.
When Andrew Thomas has to block Frankie Louvu this weekend, do you think Andrew Thomas is going to be like, well, I'm a first rounder and Louvu's undrafted, so I got this?
No. He's going to say, I saw this guy on film and he's a damn menace. And he's going to be thinking, I better have all of my techniques proper or he'll get me. You know, it's just, You step on that field, man, it's a dog.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.